KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And a very good afternoon to you. We're very glad that you're with us here on this Thursday afternoon. We've got 61 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft, our top local story this hour. We'll start with new details into a deadly crash in downtown Reno, coming up what police are saying about the pedestrian who was hit. Number two, he served on Reno City Council. Now he could serve time in prison. Directly ahead, why former council member Paul McKenzie is facing hard time. And the latest polls in the race for California governor show a packed field on the way. Just who is ahead? FM News Doc Dime, it is 12:06. And it is our top local story this hour. We begin with new details into a deadly crash involving a pedestrian off Wells and Ryland in downtown Reno. RPD says the crash went down around 8:30 this morning.
Where'd you go, Greg? Not hearing anything, Greg.
Stand by, please. And Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says the driver slowed but ended up hitting the pedestrian. And we'll have to hear from him again coming up in a later point. Wells was closed off at Ryland Street for a time. The driver is cooperating with police. The pedestrian was outside a crosswalk, and he was intoxicated when he fell into the road. Word is that the driver is cooperating with police. Speed was not a factor, and the driver was not intoxicated. Well, he served on Reno City Council. Now he's looking at serving some prison time. Former council member Paul McKenzie was found guilty of domestic battery. The Washoe County DA says McKenzie could get 6 months max on two counts when he's sentenced in June, plus 6 months more because the crime involved an elderly victim. This appears to have stemmed from a fight that got out of hand between several parties. Well, calling the police could now mean calling AI. Sparks Police say they've launched a new AI system to handle non-emergency calls in their 911 center. The department says AI is designed to reduce call wait times and allow emergency dispatchers to focus on more high-priority calls. The system will be available 24/7 and will provide information and routing requests in multiple languages. $12 million on the way to Nevada as part of a settlement with online gaming platform Roblox. It means a lot of analog help for the kids.
Nope.
And we'll hopefully hear from Attorney General Aaron Ford later on in the show. He says that Roblox was a pretty good defendant as these things go. They actually approached his office and offered a settlement before it went to trial. The settlement also requires Roblox to add more safety features, like a system that does not let kids chat with strangers unless they're verified as a trusted friend. Well, President Trump traveling to Nevada this hour to play up the benefits of the One Big Beautiful Bill. He will be in Nevada coming up this afternoon, and he will be in Las Vegas speaking there before it's on to Phoenix. Meantime, one Nevada senator is poking holes at the One Big Beautiful Bill. Democrat Jackie Rosen says that the president's policies have caused Nevada's gaming and tourism industry to take a bath. FM News Talk Election Center, the latest poll in the race for California governor is out. It's the first look at the race since Eric Swalwell dropped out. And word is that Steve Hilton, who will be joining us today at 12:45, he actually is the front runner, followed by Chad Bianco, with the Democrats springing up the field. The top-ranking Democrat is Tom Steyer. We'll ask about that coming up later on today. Some Sierra ski instructors qualified to take part in a large class action lawsuit against a massive ski company. Vail Resorts is being sued for wage theft in the Sierra. They own Heavenly, North Star, and Kirkwood. So far, about 2,000 ski and snowboard instructors have joined the nationwide lawsuit. They claim Vail Resorts did not compensate them for job-related expenses like cell phones and spent time attending training sessions. Vail denies the allegations. Well, word is that if don't drink it until you boil it, at least in Silver City, Lyon County, there's now a boil water order in effect for Silver City until further notice. You need to boil the water. If you use it for drinking, cooking, brushing teeth, or preparing food, make sure it's boiled for a minute at the very least. Well, there is still one driver at large after a deadly hit and run off Kitsky near Gentry yesterday, just before 5 a.m. Reno police police officer Hunter Mercurio said it's similar to the incident that happened earlier that we heard about from him. It involved an unmarked crosswalk. It also involved an intoxicated pedestrian. Having said that, the driver fled and did not stay around for police. So that makes this a suspect vehicle situation. And there may be witnesses who left the scene, and police would like to hear from you if you are one of them. Call 775-334-2677 or Secret Witness and tell them what you know. If you're flying Spirit Airlines soon, you're going to need to listen up to this. Unfortunately, Spirit Airlines, it does appear, may have only days to go before they have to liquidate, and the reason for that is high fuel prices are really causing a crimp in their business model. They may be preparing to liquidate due to the rising price of jet fuel, and word is if you are flying Spirit Airlines, you may want to check with the airline and see what exactly is up. As we continue to move right along here, word is that the White House is revealing more plans for President Trump's proposed triumphal arch near Arlington National Cemetery. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt showed reporters renderings of the white 250-tall arch topped with a gilded Lady Liberty statue and the words, "One Nation Under God." Leavitt says it's Trump's way of honoring the U.S.'s 250th anniversary. Leavitt said official plans are being submitted on Thursday. FM News Talk time, it is 12:12.
Taking a look at your traffic right now, we're doing all right in the Reno-Sparks area. However, down in Minden on Highway 395 northbound, not too far from the airport, an injury collision slowing things down in that area. And this just handed to me, Pyramid Way at North McCarran, a non-injury collision in Sparks. That's always a very busy intersection. Unfortunately, there isn't much to get you as an alternate route, so just be prepared for extra time. And I want to remind everyone that the southbound 580 airport off-ramp is closed until the 17th, or till tomorrow afternoon, that is. They're fixing the road and making it a little bit easier to drive into. Taking a look at your temperature, it's a little cooler today. It's 47 degrees in Sparks, 48 in Carson City, 50 in Urington, 42 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today, but it's chilly. Just struggling to get very far into the 50s. Tonight, we will not have to struggle to get into the upper teens, mid-20s in the core of the Truckee Meadows, but upper teens outlying areas. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Dansko, Legria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
The Pony Express not only carried mail, it also connected the West with national events. On November 7th, 1860, an extra pony run galloped out of Fort Kearney, Nebraska, arriving in a cloud of dust at Fort Churchill, Nevada, in a remarkable 7 days, 7 hours. Riders brought news of Abraham Lincoln's election and start of the Civil War. The news flashed by telegraph to San Francisco and up and down the Pacific coast. Lincoln is elected. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
The oath sworn by the Pony Express riders pledged that they were experts at their craft and would uphold the highest moral standard. Lincoln Heating is looking for additional technicians and installers of this same description who are willing to meet the high expectations of our customers. So, giddy up to the phone and give us a call at 359-1985 or visit our website at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air Conditioning, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Imagine stepping into your backyard and feeling like you're at a private resort. A built-in grill, a handcrafted pizza oven, comfortable seating around a beautiful fire feature. At Reno Outdoor Living, they have the premium brands and expert guidance to create an outdoor space that brings family and friends together. Call 302-0268. That's 302-0268 to start your backyard transformation today. Reno Outdoor Living. Elevate the way you live outdoors.
This is Rick and Heather Colla from Rat Guns and Ammo. We have the cheapest ammo, CCWs, range memberships, and the safest range around. We will match any local gun store in town or beat it. Plus, we have the coolest staff around.
CCWs are $67 for a full class, $47 for renewals, plus a free month of our gym. New shooter classes are $95, plus a free month of our range.
Rack Guns and Ammo, the one-stop shop that'll save your life.
Rack Guns and Ammo, the big gray building at the corner of Prater and Sparks Boulevard.
Times are tough and prices are unpredictable. That's why we're going to war on high prices. Hey, Reno Sparks, this is Sean from Sargent's, your trusted appliance store. If you're looking for quality appliances at a good deal, come down and check out our discounted appliance section. Sargent's has open box and scratch and dent appliances in stock. With the manufacturer's warranty, local service from Sargent's, and delivery and installation available, we're your go-to destination for top quality appliances. Come down to Sargent's and Sparks and get up to 60% off today.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Here comes big money for the election. I'm John Potter for the new news. In the race for Reno mayor, where 10 people are in the running, winner of the greenbacks so far is City Councilwoman and Vice Mayor Kathleen Taylor. She states in her press release that she's racked up $100,000 in donations January through March, has raised over $279,000 since starting her campaign in August, and now has $110,000 cash on hand for the race. Councilmember Devin Reese is reported to be in second place with money raising, $76,000, and former Lieutenant Governor Kate Marshall comes in third with $66,000. Reno businessman Eddie Lorton, fourth place in the money race with $25,000. The four are viewed as the favorites in what's becoming a tight contest to replace outgoing Hillary Sheevy, who's been Reno mayor for 12 years now. She's serving her final term now, which concludes this year, as she was reelected in 2022. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:18, and if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know this hour. A deadly crash takes the life of a pedestrian. This happened off Wells in downtown Reno. The pedestrian was drunk when he fell onto the roadway and was hit by a car. The driver is cooperating. Number two, a new poll shows Steve Hilton in the lead for California governor. We'll talk with him at 12:45 today. And if you're flying Spirit Airlines soon, well, there are reports high gas prices could spell the end of the low-cost carrier, forcing it to shut down within a matter of days. Well, it's our top national story. Sparks are flying on Capitol Hill as one member of Congress confronts Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. That happened on Capitol Hill today. Meantime, President Trump is heading to Nevada to talk a little bit about his One Big Beautiful Bill.
As the negotiators continue to work toward peace talks, the president is heading to Nevada today and Arizona tomorrow to tout his affordability agenda, highlighting the tax cuts from the Big Beautiful Bill. But the extra money in Americans' pockets is being stretched a little bit by the gas prices that are still spiking from the war in Iran. Right now, the average across the country for a gallon of regular is sitting at $4.09, down slightly from a week ago, but it is up from a month ago where that average was $3.71. The White House says this is a temporary problem. However, their timeline for relief is getting a little bit longer than initially expected.
And that's Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Ahead of the president's visit, one Nevada senator says that President Trump's visit, she's poking holes at the One Big Beautiful Bill.
Trump and Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill has a hidden provision that is disastrous for Nevada's gaming industry. This disaster of a law has effectively enacted an unfair tax burden for players who lose money. That means that players who come to Nevada to gamble and lose will have to end up paying taxes on the money they lost.
Democrat Jackie Rosen says Nevada's tourism and gaming industry have taken a bath under President Trump. FM News Talk time, 12:20.
Taking a look at your traffic right now. In Sparks at the intersection of Pyramid Way and North McCarran Boulevard, it is very busy there because of a non-injury collision There isn't much of an area to go around that, so give yourself extra time. They're still cleaning up from an injury collision on Highway 95 near the airport in Minden. It's on the northbound side, but lanes are closed and it's affecting things in both directions. And I'd like to remind you that this look at your traffic is brought to you by Pro One Automotive, often imitated but never duplicated. Pro One Automotive treats everyone with integrity, and they've been doing that since 1986. Pro One Automotive is a shop that does it right the first time, and they love what they do. Corner Mill End Terminal in Reno. Taking a look at your temperatures, it is 44 degrees in Verdi, 49 in Dayton, 49 in Smith Valley, 40 degrees in Incline Village, rather. And here's a look at your weather forecast.
Windy conditions preceding the cold temperatures. A hard freeze tonight after around 50 today. We'll be in the mid-20s in the Truckee Meadows tonight, upper teens outlying areas. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from 8-Trex, Birkenstock, Taos, Dansko, Allegri, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Sundays at 10, Nevada Backcountry. FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Crime is up in Washoe County. Conservative Wes Duncan is running for district attorney to make Washoe County a safer community and give us the change we need. Wes Duncan is unanimously endorsed by law enforcement because they trust him to back the blue. As an experienced prosecutor, Iraq War veteran, and colonel in the Air Force Reserve, Wes Duncan has the experience to make us safe. Vote Wes Duncan for a safer Washoe County.
For by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Hi, folks. John Potter here. I'm dying to meet my weekend listeners in Yarrington. Saturday, I'll be doing my live and local show from the all-new Valleywide Co-op Store. It's our first live show from Lyon County, and this new country store opens with kids' fun, like fishing tank prizes. For everyone, a $3 meal deal, hourly raffles, and the ribbon cutting. Join us in Yarrington at 15 US 95 Alternate, Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
I don't know about you, but when the engine light comes on, I'm not comfortable heading to a repair center alone. Not at Equality Automotive in Reno. No matter who you are, what you drive, or how much or how little you know about cars, drivers have enjoyed the best service for years at Equality Automotive. Love the $59 5-quart oil change special. Equal service and treatment for every customer. EqualityAutomotiveReno.com. Call 384-1848.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
If you're headed out to the Aces game tonight, bundle up. It's going to be chilly at Greater Nevada Field. The Aces lost again to Las Vegas. Las Vegas has taken the first two games of this week's series. In baseball today, Minogue is at North Valley's number one ranked team in the North, and number two, Reno, is hosting Carson. In softball, number one, Minogue, that Reed, and number two, Spanish Springs, hosting Reno. I'm Craig Swope with sports on FM News Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
It is 49 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. The parent company of home shopping TV channels QVC and home shopping network HSN is filing for bankruptcy. QVC revealed the plan in a filing with the SEC. This comes as consumer habits have shifted, with video platforms on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube entering the shopping space. QVC Group laid off 900 employees last year as it planned to move to social platforms. The company said its aim is to emerge from bankruptcy within 90 days. Well, back to our top local story this hour. We begin with new details into a deadly crash involving a pedestrian off Wells and Ryland in downtown Reno. RPD says the crash went down around 8:30 yesterday morning.
The pedestrian was crossing Wells Avenue outside of a marked crosswalk as a part of a group that was crossing illegally at different times and angles. The driver of the vehicle slowed and believed all individuals had safely crossed, not realizing one of the pedestrians had fallen in the roadway.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says the driver slowed but ended up hitting the pedestrian.
Investigators determined the pedestrian was intoxicated. The driver showed no signs of impairment. Speed was not a factor in the crash, and the driver remained on scene and is cooperating fully with the investigation.
Wells was closed off at Ryland Street for a time. Well, he served on Reno City Council. Now he's looking at serving some prison time. Former council member Paul McKenzie was found guilty of domestic battery. The Washoe County DA says McKenzie could get 6 months max on two counts when he's sentenced in June, plus 6 months more because the crime involved an elderly victim. This appears to have stemmed from a fight between McKenzie and others that got out of hand. Well, $12 million on the way to Nevada as part of a settlement with the online gaming platform Roblox. It means a lot of analog help for kids.
This money is going to be used for preventive programs to help children participate in innovative non-digital programs such as clubs, hence the presence of the Boys and Girls Club, that help to engage them without electronics.
Attorney General Aaron Ford, who says Roblox was a pretty good defendant as these things go.
I'm happy to say that Roblox was responsive to our inquiries and came to the table to reach an agreement without us having to initiate litigation against them.
And again, Roblox will pay $12 million to Nevada. The settlement also requires Roblox to add more safety features, like a system that does not let kids chat with strangers unless they're verified as a trusted friend. FM News Talk Election Center, the latest poll in the race for California governor is out. It's the first look at the race since former Congressman Eric Swalwell dropped out.
It was conducted by Emerson College Polling on Tuesday and Wednesday. Republican commentator Steve Hilton remains in first place with 17% support. Republican Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco and billionaire activist Tom Steyer, a Democrat, are tied for second place at 14%. Behind them are former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra and former Congresswoman Katie Porter at 10%. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan, another Democrat, is polling at 5%. Those six candidates will be invited to next Wednesday's primary debate. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Happy National High Five Day.
Raise a hand to National High Five Day. It's a universal hand slapping that morphed out of the low five or gimme some skin of the 70s. It was first used October 2nd, 1977 at Dodger Stadium by players Glenn Burke and Dusty Baker. In the 70s, things didn't go viral, but the hand slap of celebration did. Most people learned to do it by age 9 months. So today, everyone, it's up top. Good job. I'm Bree Tennis.
4.5 months into 2026, California has already seen its most measles cases in 7 years. So far this year, there have been at least 40 measles cases confirmed statewide. There were 25 in all of 2025. The state is on pace to break its single-year tally of 73 cases from 2019. Measles was once considered effectively eliminated in the United States. It's been surging nationwide, with the rise largely attributed to declining vaccination rates. Experts say some areas have fallen well below they fell below the threshold where there's immunity. Other news that we are following right now, speaking of health concerns and health issues, it's time right now as for today's To Your Health, which we'll get in just a moment. First, it's time for today's Taste of Hollywood.
The iHeart Country Festival revealing its daytime village lineup. Lauren Elena, George Burge, Chase Matthew, Raylan, and Josh Ross will all hit the stage outside Austin's Moody Center before the action heads inside. The free daytime village show will run for 4 hours in the afternoon and also feature interactive experiences. The iHeart Country Festival main stage lineup includes big names like Luke Bryan, Carly Pierce, Kane Brown, and Shaboozy, all set to take place May 2nd, hosted by Bobby Bones. Charlie XCX says she's trading in dance beats for guitars on her next album. She talked about the yet-to-be-announced album in an interview with British Vogue, the magazine calling it a rock reinvention. It's already been a busy year for Charlie, having released her mockumentary The Moment and soundtrack album for Wuthering Heights. The new Spaceballs movie has a name. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
Mel Brooks announced Wednesday night in a video shared at CinemaCon that the sequel to the 1987 Star Wars parody will be called Spaceballs, the new one.
There you have it. I'll see you at the movies. And may the Schwartz be with you.
The film has a release date of April 23rd, 2027, and features returning cast members Rick Moranis, George Weiner, Daphne Zuniga, and Bill Pullman. Brooks, who turns 100 this June, will also be making a return playing the role of Yogurt. Josh Greenbaum will be in the director's chair. I'm Mark Mayfield.
FM News Talk Time.
I'm Jennifer Polsoni.
Of course you are. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:30. It is time right now for Fox News covering the nation and the world.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. The U.S. blockade of Iranian ports continues. President Trump speaking today with the media before heading off to Nevada, and he says the current operation Epic Fury is going quite well.
The blockade is amazing. It's holding up very strong, very powerfully, and I think we're making a lot of progress in that.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dan Kane, says 13 vessels have been turned around, zero have been boarded. What about the energy, though? International Energy Agency Executive Director Faith Birrell says Europe only has got about 6 weeks of jet fuel left.
I can tell you soon, we will hear the news that some of the flights from city A to city B might be cancelled as a result of lack of jet fuel.
Iran may allow ships to go through Oman's side of the Strait of Hormuz if a peace deal is reached. America's listening to Fox News.
We've got 49 degrees right now under clear skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. This is KKFT Midday as we continue right along this hour. And word is from the FBI, they're analyzing DNA it recovered from the home of Nancy Guthrie in southern Arizona. That's according to ABC. A private lab in Florida sent the DNA to the FBI in the last couple of days, and the agency is using some new technology to see if they can't pinpoint a suspect. The mother of today's show host, Savannah Guthrie, has been missing for over 2 months and is believed to have been abducted. No arrests have been made at this hour. Something a little lighter, Michael is topping the list of the most common first names in America. That's according to newly released data from the Census Bureau. One out of every 100 people in the U.S. is named Michael. The agency based its data on information collected during the 2020 census and found that John, James, David, and Robert rounded out the top five. Mary is the most common female name on the list, but it ranked seventh overall. Take that for whatever it is worth. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:33 as we continue right along. I want to remind you that Steve Hilton, the Republican frontrunner for California governor, will be joining us at 12:45 to talk about all things in the race. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:33.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Did you know that Nevada has one of the highest rates of cremation in the nation? At Simple Cremation, we built a company to focus solely on that statistic. At Simple Cremation, we give you exactly that. Affordable price for just what you need. Plan ahead today and lock in today's prices. Payment plans starting at $35 a month. Simple Cremation, Reno's trusted choice. Call us at 324-3720 or visit our website at simplecremation.us.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
It is a bright day, but it is a chilly and breezy day with temperatures in the low 50s. The cold weather is coming tonight. Mid-20s for the overnight low with a freeze warning from 11 o'clock tonight till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Dansko, Allegria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. Proper fit in the Reno Town Mall tonight at 8. Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
A former Reno city councilman gets a guilty verdict. I'm John Potter for the noon news. Paul McKenzie received the verdict yesterday. He's a former labor leader who served on city council from 2014 to 2018. After a two-day trial, the jury found the 67-year-old guilty on two counts of domestic battery. He was arrested in November. Court documents say he shoved his wife and beat his grandson, who received a concussion and was taken to the hospital. His public defender said in court that McKenzie regrets what happened but denied he committed a crime. McKenzie's sentencing is set for June 1st. I'm John Potter for the New News on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
Your New News business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks reversing earlier losses and are slightly higher, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 on track for fresh record closes as investors continue to parse earnings results while remaining upbeat on Iran diplomacy hopes. Tech is gaining and lifting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which is on track for its 12th straight session of gains. And QVC Group, parent company of shopping channels QVC and HSN, is planning to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and has a restructuring plan with key lenders and sees the business turning around in 90 days and will continue to operate during the process. And Walmart is expanding its digital health platform's weight loss offerings, including prescribing GLP-1s. Customers can now connect to third-party providers for weight loss management services and then turn around and fill GLP-1 prescriptions at Walmart's retail pharmacy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
12:37 here at FM News Talk. We have 49 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma joining us here in studio at the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. If you need help with your money, 775-786-4900. Mike, today is April 16, not April 15, but April 16. And does it feel like the weight of the world is off your shoulders now?
Absolutely, Greg. You know, the last minute push, I had a bunch of people reach out saying, I don't know what to do, help me. And fortunately, we are in a good enough spot so we can help a lot of people. And then we'll continue helping them because we got the extension file now. There's a bunch of tax returns to do. In fact, it was surprising. If I were to put a flavor of the year, of the filing season, I would say missed tax returns would be the flavor. Many people have been delinquent filing their tax returns, you know, like for the last 3, 4, or 5 years.
Oh.
And just really got in a spot where they missed one, then didn't know what to do. And some people listen to, you know, this, others the podcast, and we're like, all right, there, somebody can help us. So and really, it's not as bad as you think. So that's where I was, you know, a lot of people are like, how do you file? You don't have last year's return because it's not done yet. So we still need to file this year's return, and how do you do that and help them navigate it all?
You know, it's interesting. I hear national radio commercials all the time. I won't say names that say, we can help you. Don't panic. I'm not here to scare you. If you have unfiled tax returns with the IRS, can you trust those big firms with the 800 numbers and stuff like that?
No.
That's why I'm asking you.
And the reason is they're not CPAs. They're not enrolled agents. They're not tax attorneys. Mm-hmm. Right? They're marketers. And if you look at the approval ratings, you know, go to Yelp, anywhere else, generally people are dissatisfied. You know, then sometimes they can get stuff done for you, but most of the time, especially if it's complicated, if you have a business around it, that is above their pay grade. And, you know, the problems that they have, they're just like, sorry, we can't help you. They've taken your money.
Hmm.
They're taking your money. And so, you know, as professionals, as CPAs, you know, we'll tell people exactly what the problem is, what it's going to take to fix it, and then create a course. And it's like, and the thing is, like, we'll sit down with somebody to give them an hour of our time, try and help them. Like, they could do this stuff too. Mm-hmm. And this will cost to fix it. We're good either way. Just try and get this stuff cleaned up. And because that weight, Greg, of, you know, not knowing if the IRS is going to blow you up, start, you know, levying, seizing assets, it weighs on people. It's like a 20-pound belt around your shoulders. It never leaves you.
So let me ask you this then. There is a nationally syndicated radio show host. I'm not saying who he is, but I'm sure we can figure out who says, just deal with it yourself. Just deal with it yourself. Approach the IRS on your own. You'll get the same deal. Is that true?
Well, actually, I would say for 80%, maybe 90% of notices, hey, there's a problem, you can handle it yourself. Most of the time, in fact, that correspondence is starting today, right? The IRS automatically starts sending out notices saying, hey, you filed your tax return, but this doesn't line up. Hmm. And a lot of you are like, okay, is that true? You know, and that can get taken care of with a simple call. No problemo. But when it gets deeper than that, when they start rattling the saber on, well, we think we need to look further at this thing, you need professional help.
Absolutely. And you are a professional. 775-786-4900. Mike Bosmo, the principal head of Keystone CPAs. Mike, we understand you're taking a little bit of an excursion here, and we will talk to you at a later time.
Looking forward to finding out what the tax laws are in Australia for the next 2 weeks. you know, they have a 6:30 year end, not a 12:31. So, yeah, you can play the two systems against each other. That's what we're going to find out.
That should be, I want to hear a full report when you get back.
I'm on it.
All right. Thanks very much there, Mike. FM News Doc Time. It is 12:41.
Taking a look at your traffic. Not doing too bad on the roads right now. That earlier collision in Minden has been cleaned up. Traffic is still heavy in that area. They're waiting for a tow truck on Pyramid Way at North McCarran in Sparks while they get that non-injury collision cleared. In Reno, we're not looking too bad. Carson City either. It is 48 degrees in Sparks, 52 in Minden, 49 in Wellington, 41 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today, but it's chilly, just struggling to get very far into the 50s. Tonight, we will not have to struggle to get into the upper teens, mid-20s in the core of the Truckee Meadows, but upper teens outlying areas. New sandals are into the proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Dansko, Allegria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
At Coleman Electric, Generac automatic standby generators are all they do. And as Northern Nevada's largest Generac exclusive dealer, they've earned the Generac Generator Elite Plus recognition. That means Coleman Electric will have the largest selection, best trained personnel, and best pricing on all Generac generators. Give them a call at 720-7066 for a free in-home estimate and see why Northern Nevada has chosen Coleman Electric since 1985. 720-7066.
Hi, Dr. McCormick.
Hey, Stan. It's great to see you. What's going on?
I was wondering if you could take a look at my calculator finger. I'm always crunching numbers, and I want to look good when I'm doing it.
Remember when Heritage Bank gave us that great loan to bring my surgery center to life? You were sure crunching the numbers for us then, and they look great.
Yeah, but what about my smile? Helping customers always puts a smile on my face. In fact, I smile so much, I have a smile crease right here.
That's a great smile, and I love all the smiles every time I go into Heritage Bank.
Okay, but I really have this one freckle on my ear. I love listening to my customers, and I don't want anything to get in the way.
Stan, you've always listened to me and what my business needs. In fact, I was so impressed, I moved my account over to Heritage.
But Dr. McCormick, I really, really want to be perfect.
Well, Stan, we can actually do that for you. Look at this photo. It shows what you'll look like once you are perfect.
Hey, that's a picture of Heritage Bank.
Exactly.
Heritage Bank of Nevada. It's not how big your bank is, it's how big you are with your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our veterans have sacrificed for our freedom. From World War II to Afghanistan, they have served in silence, often facing wounds unseen. But many live with severe dental infections that cause extreme pain. These infections can reach vital organs that cause life-threatening medical emergencies, and sometimes even death. The truth is, most do not qualify for VA dental care due to stringent criteria. That's where the Adopt-A-Vet Dental Program steps in, supported by 160 dedicated dentists providing free, pro bono dental care to impoverished veterans in Nevada. While these professionals volunteer their time, supplies and prosthetics come at a high cost. Your donation can make a life-saving difference. For every dollar you give, we deliver $8 of critical, life-changing dental care. please visit AdoptAVetDental.org and help us honor their service because they deserve better. Together, we can give back to those who have given all. Call 470-8707 for more information. Please donate now.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:45. Greg Neft with you. 49 degrees right now in Reno, and it is time to go over to the news line at 12:45. And as promised, join with Steve Hilton. He is the front runner right now in the race for California governor. The June 9th primary is coming up, and we've got a lot to talk about. Mr. Hilton, welcome to the KKFT Midday. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Fantastic to be with you. Thank you.
I'm very glad that you are with us. So, as we said earlier on the news here, the latest poll is out, and this poll shows that you are the leader. And Chad Bianco, the Riverside County Sheriff, he's in second place. Tom Steyer is tied with him, though. So I have to ask you this. June 9th primary, it will probably change, at least in second place. Who would you rather face? Would you rather face Bianco, or would you rather face Steyer?
Oh, my goodness. No question. If we had two Republicans in the top two, that's no question the best outcome for California, because you'd be guaranteed a change of direction. I just think I've said this all along, because this scenario has been out there for a lot of the year, where a lot of the polls have shown me leading and Chad just behind. And I've said all along, you know what? It's just not going to happen. It's a fantasy. The Democrat machine is not going to let that happen. They're not just going to surrender California. They will do whatever it takes, spend whatever it takes, whatever dirty tricks. We know that this is what they do. And now you've got Steyer, a billionaire. He's going to spend whatever it takes. You know, he's already spent $120 million, $120 million already, just in the last couple of months. It's by far the most expensive campaign anywhere in America. And he's going to, you'll probably dump another $120 million at least in the next month or so. So I just think that we've got to be real at this point and say to ourselves, what's our responsibility? What's the most important thing? We have to have a Republican in the top two so California has a chance to vote for change. Right now, in all the polls, I'm leading in many of them by far more than that one. There was one out yesterday from one of the Democrats that had Matt Mahan on 8%, Katie Porter on 14%, Steyer on 16%, and I was on 25%. And some of the more recent polls have been more in line with that. So whichever way you look at it, I'm leading by far on fundraising. We've got the resources to take the fight to the Democrats. I'm leading in these polls, and the lead is growing. I'm endorsed by the president, the leader of our party. I just think it's time to be real and say we got to get behind the leading candidate for governor. That's me.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about our folks who are listening right now in Placer County and El Dorado County and Sierra County and Shasta County on 92.3 FM. I've talked to many of those folks, and they feel that they have not been represented in Sacramento. Case in point, bears. In California, bears are, in some cases, they have more protections than people do. What are you going to do to talk with them? What are you going to do to help those folks out? Because they've been taking it on the chin when it comes to wildlife in this area.
Yeah, I mean, look, I spent a lot of time there. I really feel strongly about the point you made that every part of our state needs to be equally represented. That's why I've made an effort to visit every single county. I'm not quite there yet. I think we've done 55 out of 58. Definitely been to all the ones you mentioned there more than once. And I think that the issue, this is a classic issue of where ideologues and bureaucrats who have no clue what life is like in the rural parts of our state are imposing their ideological BS, totally out of touch with daily life. I mean, the first time I really encountered this issue was with wolves, actually. I think that was in Sierra County. And it came up all the time in all the conversations. And you got the ranchers there, and the wolves are causing havoc, and it's all just totally, you know, it's not natural, it's not nature. They're all introduced. And I remember just saying, why don't you just shoot them? And they said, well, we'll get arrested, you know. And then I learned about the insane bureaucratic response to this, which is that you've got the bureaucracy in Sacramento. They send up the cars and the trucks with lights, and they try and tag these wolves and drones and all this cost and hassle and complication that we're paying for as taxpayers and it fails to solve the problem, instead of just leaving it to the people who know best, who live in nature and the countryside and have to work with it, to solve the problem in the way that it always used to be done before these ridiculous bureaucrats got into power. So that's exactly my approach. I'm going to trust local communities to solve local problems.
Now, even if you do get elected, you'll be working with a possible supermajority Democratic state assembly, general assembly, state senate. How do you work around that? Because Republicans will not be in charge of any of the legislative bodies in Sacramento.
I think it's just very, very important to understand that, first of all, that Democrat supermajority is not legitimate. It's the product of gerrymandering. They have a two-thirds majority in the legislature, but they've never had a two-thirds vote. So we shouldn't be too much in awe of it. We should fight it strongly. Secondly, I am going to be fighting strongly at the top of the ticket after the primary. I will be fighting hard to elect Republicans everywhere so that we try and break the supermajority this year. And we have a shot at that. It's a long shot, but we do have a shot. And I'll be working very hard to try and make that happen. I've talked a lot about this with my friend Carl DeMaio, Reform California. We've got a real plan about how we attack this together. Then let's just say that we don't succeed and it's still the supermajority. The first point is, when I'm elected governor, that'll be a political revolution in California. It's going to change the dynamic. I'm telling you right now, they are in for a shock. And I'm very confident that I will be there making a strong argument to say, look, here's the platform I ran on. It's called CalAffordable. $3 gas, cut your electric bills in half, your first $100,000 tax-free, no more free health care for illegal immigrants, a home you can afford to buy. The people just voted for that. You'd better not block it, especially after all your lectures about our democracy and overturning elections. But let's just say that they do. First of all, I've got experience in working across the aisle. When I was in the UK government for a couple of years, a senior advisor to the Prime Minister, I worked across the aisle. It was a coalition government to make things happen. I'm confident I can sit down and get some of our agenda through. But the real answer to your question is the governor has enormous power through the executive branch. Hundreds of agencies, all these ridiculous bureaucracies, Fish and Wildlife and the Coastal Commission and CARB, the California Air Resources Board, the Education, State Board of Education. You have thousands of appointments to hundreds of agencies. Through that, you can change the direction. You can roll back these ridiculous regulations. You can really make a big impact and pretty quickly. And that's what I plan to do.
All right. We are going to have to see what happens on June 9th and, of course, in the general election. Steve Hilton, thank you so much for joining us. We really enjoyed it. And please do not be a stranger to the show. We'd love to hear from you again.
Absolutely. Anytime. Great to be with you. Thank you.
Great to be with you. 1253 right here on FM News Talk.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Both the Nevada baseball and softball teams are on the road this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday series for the baseball team at New Mexico. The softball team is at Colorado State. The Aces have now lost the first two of the series with Las Vegas. Vegas winning last night 8-5. High school baseball today, Minogue at North Valleys, Reno hosting Carson. In softball, number one Minogue at Reed and number two Spanish Springs hosting Reno. I'm Greg Swope of Sports on FM News Talk.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last, 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now
and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurch@reno.com.
When you buy a used vehicle, you shouldn't have to wonder what comes next. At Compani Capital Ford in Carson City, every qualifying used vehicle includes our Select Shield, giving you added protection from day one. That means 3 months or 3,000 miles of limited warranty coverage on select vehicles, so you can drive with confidence. Plus, you'll receive Compani Auto Care with 1 year of included maintenance, including up to 2 oil changes at no extra cost. Because buying shouldn't mean giving up peace of mind. Not every dealership backs their used vehicles with added coverage. At Capital Ford, we do. Every vehicle is carefully inspected, and we believe that strength and transparent pricing matter. Visit Capital Ford today, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. Compani Auto Care and Select Shield apply to qualifying used vehicles only. 3 months or 3,000 miles, whichever comes first. Maintenance includes up to 2 oil changes within 1 year. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno and Sparks. Excludes leases.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
The Carson Nugget has two incredible comedy shows coming your way. First, actor and comedian Tom Arnold will be performing in the Grand Showroom on Saturday, April 25th.
I was sitting next to my ex-wife. She was getting makeup on, and I heard the makeup artist say she'd gotten a facelift. My ex-wife wanted one. And I said, no, you're not getting a facelift. Obviously, I don't care what you look like. I married you the way you are. And the next thing I know, I got bloody scratch marks down the side of my face.
Then, Fox News Network comedian Tom Shalhoub will be performing on Saturday, May 30th. Both shows will sell out. So get your tickets today by visiting ccnugget.com or stop by the Carson Nugget box office today. Don't miss Tom Arnold, April 25th, and Tom Shalhoub, May 30th.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
FM Top Weather.
It is a bright day, but it is a chilly and breezy day with temperatures in the low 50s. The cold weather is coming tonight. Mid-20s for the overnight low with a freeze warning from 11 o'clock tonight till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Dansko, Allegria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. Proper fit in the Reno Town Mall tonight at 8. Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
It is 12:58 at FM News Talk, and as we said earlier, if you're flying Spirit Airlines anytime soon, listen up.
The low-cost carrier was preparing to emerge this spring from its second bankruptcy in less than a year, but that was before the war in Iran and other factors forced the price of jet fuel much higher. The pilot and flight attendants unions made concessions recently to help Spirit survive. The airline had also planned to focus on high-demand travel periods and routes, but it may not have been enough. I'm Daria Albinger.
Sparks flew on Capitol Hill between a California congresswoman and HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
My question is, did President Trump approve your decision to end CDC's pro-vaccine public messaging campaign?
Well, you've got a lot of misinformation there, first
of all. No, I'm asking you a question.
Let me respond to the misstatements that you've made.
No, you have other opportunities. I have limited time.
The only opportunity I have
did
to
Did President Trump
respond.
Approve your decision to end CDC's pro-vaccine public messaging?
Allow me to respond to a lot of the misinformation.
No, answer my question, please, sir. I have limited time.
There's a global measles epidemic.
Well, that's for what it's worth there. That happened on Capitol Hill today. Again, President Trump in Las Vegas. We'll have full coverage on KKFT Midday coming up tomorrow. It'll be Friday for you. Final approach to your weekend. For Phil, for John, for everybody here at KKFT, I'm Greg Neff. Make it a great Thursday, everybody. Stay warm if you can. Have a good afternoon.
Come down and waste away.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.